Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. You know, the cowboy hat is a Texas icon and can be found anywhere from ranches to the big screen. Well, today is National Hat Day. Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes tips his hat to John B. Stetson and the American cowboy hat.
You know, the image of a cowboy riding into the sunset would be quite different without John B. Stetson's hat. It was in 1865 when Stetson showed his friends that he could create fabric from fur without weaving, which today we refer to that as felt. To prove to his companions that his new fabric was functional, he stretched it over a wide-brim hat and wore it on a hunting expedition. His friends were initially amused by the hat, but he continued to wear it, and the fad caught on. Really quickly, everybody was requesting one for themselves.
But you know, besides style, the cowboy hat serves some very useful purposes.
You know, Tony, it really does. Historically, it has served a very practical purpose. The brim on the hat protects the face and ears and the neck from the sun. And the felt is naturally waterproof, and it keeps your head dry from rain and sweat. Cowboy hats have been moderately adapted throughout the West to accommodate different climates.
How do they do that?
Well, the cowboys in the Texas Panhandle and rolling plains tend to roll their brims upward to prevent them from catching the strong winds and blowing off. If you go further south, you'll find that the brims become larger and broader to provide extra protection from the intense sun. Today, you can find cowboy hats in nearly every color and pattern imaginable.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.